As you presently hold an employment visa, your ability to work in Hong Kong is delimited to the employment that you have with the employer that is sponsoring your employment visa. That precludes you from taking up any other employment in Hong Kong, and therefore you are restricted in what you can do in that respect. So, if it's your intention to join in a side business, which from the description that you've provided in your question, then you have an obligation before you start doing anything in relation to that side business to apply to the Immigration Department for their permission to join in that side business. And with that, you will have to secure the consent of your current employer in writing to the extent that they have no objection to joining in that side business. Now, making an application for a side business approval these days is very different from how it was a couple of years ago, because a couple of years ago, the Immigration Department's general demeanour and posture towards side business applications were, well, as long as you've got the entity registered properly for taxation purposes and your employer has no objection in writing to you taking up that or joining in that side business, then it was a very straightforward process. However, the Audit Commission report of a couple of years ago, which was a report by a government department that looks into the performance of other government departments, Audit Commission looked at the performance of the Hong Kong Immigration Department between 2006 and 2015 and reported in June of 2016. As a result of the Audit Commission report, where the Immigration Department got criticised in eight key areas, the Immigration Department now approach side business applications on a much more strict basis than they used to do. So in essence, to get side business permissions from the Immigration Department, you need to essentially put together a complete application that's very similar to a full business investment visa as an entrepreneur application, and make the argument that your plan for the business is really an embryo of something much bigger and more profound that will allow you to go on to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. So if you're planning to join in a side business while retaining your full-time employment, that's the process that you need to follow. On the other hand, if it's your intention to resign from your current employer to join in a side business, or rather, I should say, to join in the business full-time, then you need to make an application to the Immigration Department to change your visa category from sponsored employment through to business investment as an entrepreneur. That requires you also to demonstrate that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, which in broad terms means that you need to show that there's a clear pathway to the creation of local employment opportunities in your business plan, that you have a properly set up office in Hong Kong, which precludes you from using your kitchen table or your spare bedroom for the purposes of hosting your commercial operations in your business. And then you need to demonstrate that you have, as an existing resident applicant, shifting your immigration status from employment through to business investment as an entrepreneur, you've got $500,000 Hong Kong dollars available to you, and that you've got a sustainable business, which essentially is kind of all the good stuff that you've described in your question that will allow the Immigration Department to conclude that your business plan will in fact result in revenues accruing, and therefore there's a very good chance that your business essentially will be successful. So those are all the criteria needed to convert your status from full-time sponsored employment visa through to business investment as an entrepreneur. And as to the second part of your question, you can maintain your work for company X while your company gets paid instead of you for the other work that you're doing. Is that allowed? Well, it goes like this. If you are working full-time for your employer and you have commissioned business as part of your employment duties for your employer, and your employer then commissions that business and then deploys you into delivering on those projects, then that's certainly permitted. But there's no mechanism that allows you to, in a sense, be your own business owner, commissioning business separately, and then technically running that separate business through your current employer in order to sort of get around your immigration permissions. That's not how immigration works in Hong Kong, and the immigration department look askance at that kind of activity. So that's it in a nutshell, and I hope you found it useful.